Hello, good morning, Dr. Ravis. How may I help you today?
Yes, good morning. This is Mr. DeRay calling. I was wondering if the billing manager is available.
Hey, yeah, wait a moment, sir. It's a capital nephrology.
I'm sorry?
Capital nephrology, correct?
Yes.
Oh, wait a moment. I'm connected to the correct person.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. I'm transferring your call.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
At the tone, please record your name. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Angelo DeRight.
Hi, good morning, doctor's office. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, is this capital nephrology?
Yes.
Can I speak to the billing manager, please?
Okay, you can talk to me if you have any billing-related query.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You can talk to me for billing-related queries.
Okay, this is Mr. DeWright, account number 1000-28417-1.
Okay, can you please share the patient's name and date of birth only?
Date of birth is Angela, name is Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O, DeWright, D-E-R-I-G-H-T. Date of birth, September 2nd, 1959.
One moment, let me try to open the patient's account. Okay, how may I help you?
I had some services on December of 2023. I received an invoice for $537.90 on the 18th of January 2024. I had called at that point in time because there was two charges on there that did not have a disallowed amount from Blue Cross Blue Shield, so the bill was overstated. And that was on the 29th of January 2024. And I had requested them to correct the bill and send another bill because obviously I had ample amount of bills that I needed to try to take care of. I didn't receive anything from them. What?
I just want to update you that current outstanding balance in your account is $360 only. Your claim for date of service 4/24 of 2024 is fully paid without any patient responsibility. So your current outstanding balance is $360.
Okay. Now, the only time I got any correspondence back when I requested it in January of 2024 was I received an invoice in June of 2025. That's the only other invoice I got. And I obviously had plenty of other invoices that I needed to take care of with my extended hospital stay. I need you guys to work with me on this, because I'm trying to pay off the rehab center, I'm trying to pay off the hospital and everything else. I mean, I tried to get this corrected in a year and a half ago, and now I'm getting an invoice for the full amount. They didn't do anything for a year and a half, and now they're sending me an invoice for the full amount. I mean, I have a lot of other invoices. My wife and I are on a fixed income now because she's retired. What can you guys do for this? I mean, I cannot afford a $360 bill.
Okay, for that, I can advise you to call the same number again and ask for Stacy. You can talk to
okay.
Her.
Do you have a phone number for them? Because I tried to call them with this number, and it goes to you guys.
One moment, let me give you the phone number for the office. That is, are you ready for the number?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it is 301-345-2412.
Okay. That's the number I called and got you.
Okay, you can ask for Stacy.
Ask for Stacy?
Yes, she will help you for the payment issues.
Okay, I'll call and ask for Stacy. Do you know what time they open?
Probably she will be available right now.
They should be open right now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling and have a great day. Bye.